Australia should readily be able to get out of uranium mining. It's only worth 1% of our mineral exports. It's less than 1% of BHP's profits. Cheese is still worth more in export dollars than Australia's uranium sales. So why are we having, why does this industry have so much influence in our society and through our governments? We certainly are facing a serious crossroads with major uranium mining industry expansion plans. BHP, that bought into uranium mining by buying the Roxby operation in 2005, they immediately became the fourth largest uranium producing company in the world. They want to become the world's largest uranium producer, and they have a plan through what they call the Olympic Dam expansion to have the world's largest uranium mine in North South Australia. Roxby very much is the scene of the crime in terms of uranium mining experience. They want to have the largest uranium mine as an open pit, as a uranium quarry, to fuel nuclear risks and unresolved nuclear waste management around the world, and to make us complicit in those nuclear risks, that we, Australian civil society, would become complicit through BHP's operations, through Australian government sanction and authorities, that we then share in those risks imposed on other communities. And that's not an acceptable path for us to have in this new century. BHP, in what they call the Olympic Dam expansion, it really is a new mine, a new open pit mine adjacent to the existing underground mine. They want to have the world's largest open pit. And as big as the company and the plans are, they face really significant impacts and risks and liabilities in trying to bring off the operation that they want to bring into effect. This pit would be 3 by 4 kilometres across and up to a kilometre deep within 15 years or so of mine operations. Now, BHP, as the world's largest mining company, have no intention of rehabilitating that pit, that radioactive scar on the surface of the landscape. They intend to leave that pit there, if they've got approval to go ahead, to leave the pit there forever. They've produced a 4,600-page so-called environmental impact statement, and I've gone through a lot of it, and there was actually one line in relation to the proposal, the interest of rehabilitating the pit, and it basically just said no. And that may well be because the cost and the profitability in their operation is dependent on a lack of environmental protection measures in a number of respects that I'll come to, but also on a complete lack of intended rehabilitation for the pit and a complete lack of intention of disposing of and isolating the radioactive tailings that come from the proposed Olympic Dam expansion back into that pit. And there's a standard that the federal government, a Liberal administration, put in place for Rio Tinto's operation at Ranger that says that the radioactive tailings have to be disposed of and isolated back into the pit to confine that radioactive material for at least 10,000 years. BHP's expression, their understanding of what they should have to do in terms of world's best practice in mining in Australia, is that they be allowed to dump their radioactive tailings on the ground on the surface at Roxby and simply leave it there forever. They can use the Cook of the People's Country as a radioactive dumping ground, and that this fine powder, this radioactive material that's readily eroded by wind or by water, would be left as a legacy for all future generations to have to manage. The mine would use, from changing from an underground mine to an open pit operation, would use a vast increase in water, in energy, and a vast increase in radioactive waste production. As Arabunda and Cook of the People have spoken to, BHP currently take their water free of charge under a 1982 indenture that gives them a standalone set of legal privileges that apply to the Roxby mine. They take some 35 million litres of water a day free of charge from the Great Artesian Basin that impacts on the flows to the unique fragile mound springs. They want to increase water use at the mine from somewhere toward 250 perhaps million litres a day. They would continue and increase extraction free of charge from the GAB, and Premier Rann in South Australia, who was elected on a platform, actually to oppose the development of any new uranium mine and to put in place the strictest environmental standards in uranium mining. And as a Labor leader, he has gone on to approve new uranium mines against his mandate, and he intends to retain this 1982 set of legal privileges that give BHP, the new owner, a legal precedence over the Environment Protection Act, the Aboriginal Heritage Act, Freedom of Information and Natural Resource Management, including the Water Resources Act. But it's not as though these big mining companies play by the same set of rules as anyone else would have to do. It's not as though they implement the standards that they claim are reflective of what a modern mining practice would be in this era. They actually rely on vested interest and influence and political acquiescence, and this is very much administration, state and federal, to get away with what is essentially world's worst practice in mining, and particularly in uranium mining. That would become institutionalised in Australia if these big corporations get their way. And if the big companies get away with it, then a lot of little tin pot mining companies will do similar but worse local things on Indigenous people's country in many places around Australia. There are many Indigenous communities being targeted. So the impact that we put, the pushback that we put against BHP on the big project may have a flow-on effect so that a lot of other communities don't have to face local impacts from more cowboy, small-scale uranium mining company operations. When you hear that that uranium and nuclear is somehow to be a solution to an answer to global warming these days, it's interesting to reflect that BHP's Olympic Dam expansion would go on to use some one quarter of South Australia's electricity by 2020. And that mine expansion would actually make for a full 12% increase in South Australia's total greenhouse gas emissions. And that South Australian emissions, greenhouse pollution emissions, would continue to rise now through to 2020 if BHP Billiton's plans were to go ahead. And that cuts directly across what Australians' expectations are to take responsibility for climate change, for greenhouse impacts, that we should be peaking our emissions and looking to deep cuts by 2020, not letting mining companies, for their particular pecuniary interest, put us on a path to increase pollution here and overseas through uranium mining operations.